Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad that you're hanging out with me because we got Barbara Burke back on the show. Barbara is here to help us celebrate a very special week. She's an internationally recognized consultant and on helping people connect with other people, especially you and me connect with our customers. And in order to do that the best, we also have to connect with our employees. She's the author of an outstanding book called The Napkin, The Melon, and The Monkey, which is a fable that you're going to like a lot. And there are a number of aha moments in this book that you're going to like as well. Barbara Burke, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. I love your title, The Napkin, The Monkey, The Melon, and The Monkey. That makes me want to pick it up and read it.
A lot of people say that, yeah, but you know, when they do pick it up and read it, they realize that it's all really ancient wisdom. And
oh, yeah.
So the title is catchy, but the content's really powerful,
I think. Titles are important, though. You know, my first book is Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas. And whenever for some reason, that catches other people's attention, you know, and it always helps. You got to have a hook somehow. You need that hook. And when you're dealing with employees, that hook is the relationship, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, we focus a lot on customer satisfaction, and you know, that's really the gold standard, is how your customer satisfaction ratings are and your ability to keep customers loyal. But more and more, I think companies are realizing how important this idea of employee engagement is. And
mm-hmm.
engagement is really nothing more than your employees really being invested and excited about coming to work every day.
Yep.
And the way that they do that, and this is kind of what I'm really excited about, is that they really want to know they make a difference. And the individual that can let them know that they're valued and they do make a difference is the person who manages or supervises them.
If you want to have more success managing people, when you look at them, think of them as someone who wants to be successful.
Yep.
And find a way to help them get there. And that's what I mean when I talk about the relationship, when I talk about that hook. When you may have heard me say before, Barbara, a quote that I like to use of Napoleon's. Napoleon said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon.
Oh.
And that's what you were talking about.
Yep, exactly. And it's so easy. So that's what just is so exciting about kind of revisiting this idea about helping people feel important is, you know, research has shown that the most motivating thing you can do, money, gift cards, whatever, the most motivating thing is praise.
Absolutely.
And it's just saying thank you.
And not doing it like it so much that it's not worth anything, but doing it at the appropriate time and in an appropriate way, meaning specifics, right?
Yep, exactly. Give them praise very, very specifically. You know, I hate to make this comparison, but there's something called click training. You know, I don't know, that's the latest thing with training dogs. Yeah, well, in the old days, you used to just tell your puppy when you're trying to train them, no, don't do that. But instead, this theory is about recognizing what they're doing right. So you have one of these little, like, froggy clickers, you know, like we used to have when we were kids.
My wife has been starting to use that on me.
How's it working?
That's what that is. Well, she tried to, no, don't do that, and it didn't work out so well. So she's been, I wonder what that click was. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, now you know. She's a really smart lady. You know that.
Go ahead.
But anyway, the click helps you, as the trainer, identify the very specific behavior so that the dog can do it again. And then you give him a terrific treat. Instead of saying good boy when you want him to sit, you do the click. And so he knows that when he puts his butt on the ground, that's the behavior.
Well, this is, I mean, Pavlov knew this a long time ago, didn't he?
Absolutely. But you have to be specific. So you can't say, you know, good job. And the person
right.
goes, okay, so what part of that did I do?
What does
really
that mean?
Well, that you want me to repeat?
Well, you know, one of the things that you can do, good job works, But it needs to be when they've done something. It's obvious that they've done something well. You found out about it, they reported it, or somebody else told you, and that's what's on the table as you're talking to them, as you're in the moment with them. It's okay to then say, well, hey, good job. Yeah, that's okay, as long as it's connected to something that they recognize specifically.
Yeah, and
right?
In the moment, I think, is absolutely key. So there's really two ways, you know, when you want to recognize people for their contribution and let them know that they matter, is catching them doing something right instead of always focusing on what's wrong, because often as managers, we're firefighters. We go around and we put out fires and we say what's wrong. And then the second way is just an acknowledgement, like at the end of the day, and say, you know what, thanks for a great day. Thanks very much. And the person goes, wow, all of that craziness that I went through today is really worth it, and now I can go home and feel like I'm appreciated.
It also counterbalances what you also should do, which is to critique. Maybe there's a better word to use than that, but to point out to them what may not be working, and to try to find out what have we learned.
Yes, that's absolutely key. You know, I've got a program that I use with call centers. That's where I spend a lot of my time working with call center representatives who have one of the most difficult jobs.
Toughest job in the world.
Yeah, it's really hard.
And they make big bucks. But they make big bucks for it too, though, right?
Right. They get a discount or whatever. It's a really hard job. And so I work with supervisors, and I try to train them, instead of sitting down and, you know, critiquing a call, telling them what the rep did wrong, which is what, you know, they automatically want to do because that's what they think their job is. Instead, they just stop and they allow the individual to critique themselves. Because really what we're trying to do when we coach people is develop a sense of self-efficacy. You know, that I can do that job. I can handle these
issues. We used to call this self-analysis.
Yep. But self-efficacy is different. It's that confidence and feeling that you can do it. And if a supervisor can help the rep understand what they're doing right and let them discover and critique themselves, and then if they miss whatever thing that they should have maybe done differently, then the supervisor comes in and talks about that.
One of the strongest pressure I ever felt in my life from a manager was when the manager said, "How'd you think you did that time, Jim?" I said, "Oh, don't do me that way."
Yeah.
Hey,
Barbara, tell me what I did wrong.
Tell us how we can find your book.
Pardon me?
Tell us how we can find your book.
Oh, it's available on Amazon.com. And it's been translated into German and to Dutch.
No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, ladies and gentlemen. Only the best for my audience. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Burke after these messages. The book is called The Napkin, The Melon, and The Monkey. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. 'Cause this land's the
place I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.